The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special program, The Special 10, in which we are going to be continuing with our brief discussion with regards to the blessed lives of those 10 special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise, of Jannah, in this very world, by the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we started discussing Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an, his life, and we've had a brief look into some of his earlier days, how he came to Islam and his migration and so on and so forth. But as usual, before we proceed further, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Send abundant salat upon me on Fridays, for it is the day of presence. Angels appear during this, and whoever recites salat upon me, his salat is presented to me." The narrator said, "I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after your apparent demise?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, indeed Allah has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam." So the Anbiya of Allah are alive and are provided with provision, with sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah. So my dear Islamic brothers, it is indeed a great honor for a person to be given this opportunity of reciting salawat and salam upon the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is an etiquette that the scholars have taught us, that when we recite salawat and salam, when we send salutations upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, just keep in mind that this is delivered and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears our salawat and salam. This is delivered into his court. And not only does this salawat and salam reach him, but he also blesses us with a reply. Just imagine that. Just bring that into your mind for a while. You know, I recite salawat and salam upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hears it, it reaches him, and then he grants me a reply as well. So just focus on that and then think about how much love we should have when we are reciting salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So try to increase the amount, let's try to increase the amount that we recite on a daily basis, and at least reach the minimum figure of 313 times of reciting salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can recite it truly with these things in mind, you know, even some scholars, most likely Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, or maybe some of the other scholars, they have stated that when you sit in at-tahiyyat, when you sit in salah, when you sit in prayer, and you're reciting your tashahud, and you get to the part of sending salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at that time, imagine that you are sat and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in front of you. Imagine if we had this concept and this in mind, imagine the pleasure that we will obtain by reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, these are some of the etiquettes that the scholars have taught us in order to increase the pleasure and the joy that we experience by sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's all send salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of love and through sincerely from our hearts. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله. Indeed, the salutations and durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a beautiful topic. Every time we start to discuss it, we just feel like continuing. But our subject of discussion here right now is the blessed lives of those 10 special individuals who recited salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and particularly the seerah, the life of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala an. In terms of the great status of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala an, we can see that he was from amongst those who would always, you know, be present to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who would always present himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. When they were called by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people would present themselves, or they would say labbaik to every command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And these people are mentioned in the Quran, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ مَتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And so these are the people who would present themselves after being called by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she told her nephew Sayyidina Urwa that in this blessed ayah, why it was revealed, the reason for revelation of this ayah, when she was mentioning this to him, she tells him that, oh my nephew, your maternal grandfather, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and your father Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu anhu, they are also from amongst these people. Allahu Akbar. So this is the greatness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that we came to know from the glorious Quran. Likewise, it is what we're discussing right now, what this whole program and this whole series is about those 10 blessed individuals who receive the glad tidings of paradise, of Jannah in this very world. So this is also a greatness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala an as well, that he received the glad tidings of paradise, of heaven in this very world through the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we look at the blessed companions, this was, the 10 companions that I've just hinted towards, these 10 companions. And then each and every one of these companions, they have their own speciality as well. For example, if you were to ask someone who is Siddiq, automatically the first companion that would come to mind is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So they have their individual speciality as well. So if somebody was to ask, who is Farooq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would come into mind. If somebody was to ask, and this is the only speciality that he radiallahu anhu only has, that who is Dhun Nurayn? If somebody was to ask that, straight away we know this is Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And likewise, if we were to ask, who is Abu Turab, who has been given the title Karrar, the one who strikes repeatedly, who is the Lion of Allah, who is Asadullah, then indeed the personality to come into our minds would be Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Likewise, if we were to ask who is the Hawari, who is the disciple of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the personality that comes to mind is Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala an. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has been reported to have said, the summary of which is, that each and every Nabi had a Hawari, he had a disciple, and my Hawari is Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the scholars have mentioned various meanings as to what Hawari means in this particular place. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, we see that Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they are both given the glad tidings of being the neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He says that I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard with my own ears from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Talha and Zubair are my neighbors in paradise, in heaven, in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, during his caliphate, He had appointed six individuals who formed a council or a committee, who formed a shura, and whatever they had decided, whatever they had agreed upon after the departure of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, then the Muslims would accept him as the Khalifa. And also these were the people who would give advice to the Khalifa as well, who would present their opinions with regards to a particular matter in the court of the Khalifa as well. So these great companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, these six great companions, they were Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an. So he was also from amongst those, one out of those six great individuals who had this great responsibility, who was a part of this shura, a part of this council during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And now when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he came to know of this, that some of the people, they are objecting against these six great individuals who are a part of this council and this committee. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentioned the greatness and the status of these companions. So the companion that we're discussing right now, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, with regards to Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that once I saw with my own eyes that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was taking a rest, he was resting. And during the same time, at the same time, many of the other companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they were also resting. But Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an, I saw him sat by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sat close and next to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can rest, and no one, nothing can intervene and can disturb the rest of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So he says that I saw Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an sat beside the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to ensure that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests well and nobody disturbs him. Allahu Akbar. This was the love Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an had. So he says that I saw him sat by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and he saw Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an sat besides him, then he says, "Oh Abu Abdullah," and we heard that Abu Abdullah is the kunya, the appellation of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an, taken after the name of, that he gave to his son Abdullah. So he is known as Abu Abdullah, the father of Abdullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to him that, "Oh Abu Abdullah, are you're still here?" And he says that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, I am here, may my parents be sacrificed upon you." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him that this is Jibra'il and he is saying salam to you. This is Jibra'il and he is saying salam to you. And he is saying that I will remain with you on the day of judgment. I will be with you and I will not even let the sparks of hellfire come close to you. So this is Jibra'il saying salam to you. And he is saying that I will remain with you on the day of judgment, and I will accompany you, I will stay close to you, and I will not let the sparks of hell come even close to your face. Allahu Akbar. So this is the greatness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an. Another beautiful status that Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an had obtained, had gained. This status is that his son Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu an, he says that during the expedition of Ahzab, I, meaning Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu an, and Hadrat Umar bin Abi Salama radiallahu ta'ala an, we were appointed guards for the women. And suddenly I saw my father, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an, go twice or thrice to the direction of the Banu Qurayza. And upon returning, whilst he was returning, I asked him the reason. So he says that, "Oh my son, did you actually see me go?" And he, radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that, "Yes." So Sidna Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he asked, who will bring the news of Banu Qurayza? So I performed this duty. I presented myself for this duty and this service. And then he says that when, after having performed this duty, when I went to the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he gathered both of his parents, his mother and father, in this sentence, and he says, Fidaka abi wa ummi. O Zubair, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Allahu Akbar. We see the blessed companions, radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they would say this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. But look at it here. In this case, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing his love for Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu anh, his appreciation for Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu anh, and he says, Fidaka abi wa ummi. O Zubair, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you. Allahu Akbar. This is the status of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anh. Likewise, we see the greatness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anh. Actually, let me present to you some of the blessings and some of the status that we come to learn with regards to the greatness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an. It is stated that the great companion, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an is a pillar from amongst the pillars of Islam. Allahu Akbar. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've heard that he gave many glad tidings with regards to Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an, but also the companions radwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the Sahaba in general, Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that I swear in whose power is my soul. As far as I know, Sayyidina Zubair is the best person in the nation. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treasured him very much. He loved him very much. Allahu Akbar. And we've just heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he said, Fidaka abi wa ummi, that O Zubair, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Sabi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I asked in the presence of more than 20 companions, radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that who was the most respected, who was Kareemun Nas, the most respected in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of those companions gave the same answer, that Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. These two personalities were the most respected and honorable in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. These are the great status. This is the great status of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala an, that we've mentioned throughout the blessed ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And if we look into the greatness with regards to him mentioned in the blessed Quran, we've already heard a glimpse of it, that one ayah we've heard with regards to those people who answer upon the call of the messenger, who present themselves in order to serve the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Likewise, it is stated in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And among the people is he who sells his life to seek the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the most compassionate towards the bondman. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala, and this is also a greatness of his. Commenting on the reason for revelation of this verse, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he has said that this blessed verse was revealed in the favor of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. According to historical background, when the people of Mecca took Sayyidina Khubayb to the gallows to martyr him, Sayyidina Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he requested that he be allowed to perform two rakat nafal. And he performed them with peace, with tranquility. And at the end, after having finished them, he said that, had I not feared that you would think, I am lengthening this, I am elongating and lengthening this prayer out of the fear of being martyred, then I would have even stretched it even longer, I would have elongated it and made it even longer. But he says that I am not scared of being martyred and being killed by you. Allahu Akbar. So, Sina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an, he was eventually martyred by the disbelievers at that time. And they hung his body. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomsoever from amongst you can bring back the body of Khubayb from the gallows would earn for himself an abode, a dwelling in Jannah, in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this kind of appeal from the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an, he instantly presented himself to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to serve Islam in this particular time as well. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my companion Sayyidina Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala an, and I are privileged to present ourselves for this cause. Allahu Akbar. So these two ambassadors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they endured traveling day and night to reach that place. And what did they witness there? That this area is surrounded, in which the execution had taken place, now is secured and surrounded by 40 armed guards. 40 guards who are armed, who have the weaponry, and they are guarding this area. And this is where Sayyidina Khubayb's blessed body was. Despite 40 days having passed since the martyrdom of Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu anhu, his body still remained fresh. Allahu Akbar. This is the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the greatness of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, with strategy and great bravery and stealth, the blessed body of Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an was then taken off the gibbet and placed onto the horse by Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an, he then started to make his way, but he was surrounded by the enemy. 70 enemy soldiers had surrounded him. So, being compelled and being forced, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an, he placed the blessed body of Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an onto the ground, and instantly the ground split open and it took in the body of Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an. It is as though the ground was desperately waiting for the body of Sayyidina Khubayb to bless it. And this is why Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala an is known as Bali'ul Ard, the one whom the earth had swallowed. And then the narration continues, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an, he said to, because he was very well known for his bravery, he said a few sentences to the people, and eventually those people thought it better for themselves to give way to Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an, because the bravery and the courage of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala an was very famous and was very well known. So when these two blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they reached the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam conveyed this great glad tiding in regards to these blessed two companions in their favor. He says, O noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the noble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angels are also proud today regarding your companions. Angels are also proud today with regards to your companions. And he then recited the following Quranic verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allahu Akbar. So, there are many lessons that we can even take on board from this beautiful narration as well. But just one point to be noted here. Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala, and he is about to be martyred. And what is the last thing that he wishes for? To be granted time to be able to offer 2 rakat nafil. 2 rakat of worship, 2 rakat of prayer. He wants to offer that. He wants to be given that opportunity. And he recites it and he performs this prayer peacefully, with tranquility. And he says, I would have even elongated it even more had I not feared that you would think that I am elongating it out of fear of being martyred. And this is his last wish. Imagine now, what if we were on our deathbed and we know this is our time to die, What is our last wish? What would we be thinking about? What sort of a mentality do we have? And if we are thinking of an Islamic thing, you know, I would wish for this and this and this, then why not do it now? Why not carry out these actions now? And keep in mind that the coolness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in salah, has been placed in salah. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, "Ju'ilat qurratu 'aini fi salah." So, you know, this blessed companion, he wanted to offer nafal salah, but let alone the salah of nafal, a voluntary salah, let alone the salah of tahajjud, we sometimes struggle to even offer our compulsory, our fard salah. So this is something for us to take on board. There are many, many madani pearls that we can gain from the lives of these blessed companions. But in short, my dear Islam brothers, we have heard with regards to the greatness of Sina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an, in the light of the Quran and Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and this is something for us to take on board, that these are the great companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. What statuses, what characteristics were they praised for? What qualities were they praised for? Due to what qualities were the verses of the Quran revealed for? Due to which qualities were the hadith mentioned with regards to their greatness? And one great quality that we see is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We need to develop this within us. We need to teach this to our children. Obedience to the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Obedience to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a vital and important point that we seem to be missing from our lives today. We don't have the same interest to go and seek what are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can act upon them. So let's build this passion within us. Let's truly go out there and seek the religion and learn about the teachings of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can act upon them and we can teach it to our children as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us the ability to do so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remember, act upon, and pass on to others what has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings from the blessed life of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu. Through his blessings, may we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum.